Welcome to Spintoons Round 2. We are Jerkatorium and we are doing the judging and reviews for Spintoons 23, Round 2. I am Ryan, the jerk of Jerkatorium.
And I am Chumpy, also a jerk from Jerkatorium.
And I am Brian, and I am pretending to be also a jerk of Jerkatorium. This is three jerks, two votes.
He jerks two votes. We're not going to change our graphics for any of that unless you know somebody who does graphics. But yes, of course, Chumpy and I are, we've been at it for a while, so people kind of know our thing. Brian, of course, is an occasional writer for Jerkatorium. He occasionally writes lyrics and sort of helps with our general ideas for songs and things like that. I don't know, what else are you, Brian?
Oh, that's pretty much it. There's something else to say. I should all I would say is that I am very much an outsider. I am not a musically accomplished person. I love music, but I do not have any technical skill at all. So I'm very much coming from a different place than the judges are, and indeed most of the contestants. And so I hope that they feel free to ignore my opinions because I am very much not in the audience of the Spintoons contests.
But you do have an abiding love of music and of also not necessarily top 40 music.
actually, I really love music that is wordless. I actually really enjoy wordless vocals. I mean, I like lyrics too, but I have a huge chunk of my library that, and I listen to it a lot more when I'm working on when I'm writing because I music with words tends to throw me off. And though most of it is just wordless vocals, just ahs and such, I do have like quite a bit of music that is actually music that has nonsense words or words that are spoken in a made-up language that's like very close to near and dear to my heart. Anna Hommler is a composer that I like a lot that she sings in a language that she made up, for example.
Okay. You jumped the gun just a little bit, I guess.
Oh.
I don't think we announced what the challenge was for this round, but I may as well do that now.
I think all of your listeners already know what the challenge is.
You mean we only have six listeners
No, you have
who are
23 li
already.
you have 20 26 listeners, I believe.
Perhaps we'll see. Yeah, so I mean, nobody's going to be listening to this who isn't already a competitor, except for maybe one crazy fan that we have that I believe you know who that person is, but who
Me.
knows? I don't know. But yeah, okay. So the challenge for this round, Spintoons Round 2, is the wordless vocals, and they must be what was the word? Prominently
Yes,
featured in the song or
prominent.
something like
Prominent
that.
was the word.
Yeah, so that's something that we're going to be listening to and maybe judging against a little bit. So it's something to keep in mind for all of these songs. They have to feature prominent wordless vocals. I guess I would like to talk about a couple of things about the previous round. The AI song from Ominous Ride did fall very into the last group that got eliminated. And I don't think that was a big surprise for anybody. The only person who gave it a fair shot, I believe, was Edric, as far as the judges go. I did like the song, just as I mentioned last time, but I think that AI isn't kind of what this is about. I don't think that this, if we're judging people on anything on themselves, then I think that kind of using AI is wrong. Weirdly, I got into a panic when the judges' sort of reviews and rankings were going in, and I had this weird paranoid suspicion of two other artists that maybe those were also AI, and I'm still not 1,000% sure that I'm wrong. I went back and listened to some old songs, and I think that it's probably I was probably just being paranoid, but I don't know. Does anybody have any other comments about AI?
Well, I find it a little unsettling that you actually liked the song before you knew that it was AI generated. That seems to suggest that you're being a little unfair. I mean,
Unfair.
like, the person, they wrote the song, they did their best to write the music. They just were lacking, the tools, and they use AI to hide.
Didn't they say they used AI
because they didn't have access to their usual suite of tools?
Yeah, but they didn't write the music.
Didn't they sing into something and have it based on that?
Sure. Like they said that's the other thing. We weren't exactly entirely sure to what extent all of this was done. So it's kind of hard to parse out how much of it was them and how much of it was AI. They did mention that they sort of didn't have the resources to be able to produce it. But then on the other hand, they also said that they put their own sort of general voice into the AI.
Let me just be clear here. You know, like I freaking hate AI and the effect that it's having on here. And like, I have no problem with Spin Tunes deciding that AI is outlawed because, you know, it's your contest. You get to decide what you're judging on. And a lot of Spin Tunes, I feel like, is about technical skill, not about just music, regardless of how you get there. And that's fine. I think there's nothing wrong with that. And there's no reason to be apologetic about that if that's what you choose to do.
So, let's move on. I did want to mention one other thing before we move on. I have this stupid bit that we did last Spin Tunes. For example, if you're changing the tempo in a song, you're doing something terribly wrong, you know, and how it's not a good song if you're doing that. So, you know, I'm going to rank you low if you change tempo in a song. And I'll say that like in a podcast, and then the next Spin Tunes challenge will be change tempo during the song. For round one, I did that too. I tried to do that anyway. And I mentioned that wordless vocals are bad and you shouldn't use them in a song. And if you're using them in a song, you're doing something wrong. Just like before. And I thought I was being funny. But then we released it, the podcast, almost a week earlier than we thought we were going to. And that means that the people who had known from the previous Spin Tunes might have gotten a bit of a spoiler. And I apologize for that. I think that maybe very few, if anybody, got it, picked up on it. But just wanted to let you know that was unintentional. I really feel bad about that.
Are you going to do it again?
Oh, hell yes.
You can't do it again if you're going to talk about the fact that you do that.
Are you sure?
Unless you're like, what? Every single song you're going to say, if you do this, you're doing something wrong.
Well, no, I do it artfully. I'm
Ryan, you do it artfully.
Yes.
Yes.
I finesse it, man.
You finesse it.
That's I'm an artist.
Word. You are an artist.
All right. Well, be on the lookout for secret messages from Ryan.
All right. Should we start? Anybody have anything that they want to get off their chest?
I don't think so. I'm ready to jump into it.